Coming up this Saturday, it is Earth Day. Here to tell us how South Carolina is going to recognize the day, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And this has really become one of those days that is widely recognized now, and for good reason, Commissioner.
It is, and we're glad of it because it's one more time to highlight that agriculture is part of the answer to what looks like climate change that is impacting our lives, and what the cause of it is, that's not for us to debate today, but we see plenty of changes coming in agriculture that should help mitigate climate issues. But it is a day that you stop and just talk about and think about even a little bit more, that you want to leave things better for your children and grandchildren than you. Then you've got them yourself. So that's sort of what Earth Day for me is all about.
We've talked about this before, about what's going on in South Carolina, and there are some companies, one in particular we just talked about recently, that is really focusing on climate change, doing something to mitigate it, as you said, and to make it better, and that's Green Gas.
Yeah, real pleased at our relationship with them, a good Charleston-based company now with those two and soon to be three and more locations in South Carolina. We focus and we talk about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and that's bad, but methane is much worse. Mm-hmm. And methane is created anytime any type of organic material is breaking down in a storage pond or lagoon or anaerobic digester, aerobic digester, meaning if you pile a bunch of stuff up to let it break down, it's going to create methane. And methane is much worse for the environment than carbon dioxide. So what Green Gas does is it will cover these facilities with literally with a big fabric cover and capture that gas and clean it up. And then they'll sell that gas back into the pipeline, into the natural gas pipeline, as renewable natural gas. So it is a supply of energy, and it also takes some of these harmful emissions out of the atmosphere. So just really, really proud that that's happening in South Carolina. Now, there are other things happening as well.
Tell us about this group in South Carolina that is really working to address the balance of commerce and conservation in the state.
We are associated with Sustained SC. They're about 3 years in existence now. Public and private stakeholders together trying to figure out how do we grow our economy smartly. How do we look at commerce and conservation together, side by side, so that we have an economy that allows us to invest in South Carolina, but it also promotes conservation so that, again, we have our resources that are so important for so many things, commerce, living, water consumption, growing, agriculture. Mm-hmm. Recreation, you name it, all of the water and natural beauty that we have in South Carolina just touches so many parts of the fabric of our lives. So real pleased to work with Sustain SC around the conservation piece.
And I know you would add that the public should be reminded that farmers are part of the solution, not part of the problem when it comes to climate change.
That is exactly right. With some of the farming practices that we're doing, from crop rotations to minimum tillage to precision farming to cover crops, all of these things that farmers have done for years have always been a part of carbon dioxide sequestration. You know, we all know how it works. The trees and plants breathe in carbon dioxide and give us air back. So it's a pretty good partnership. So the fact that farmers are out there doing what we do, farmers and forestry, doing what we do, and now thinking about how can we do it even better. So that's what the efforts that we're involved with, Sustain SC, and working with some of the other programs all around. How do we make things better for our children and grandchildren to enjoy?
This Saturday, April 22nd, Earth Day in South Carolina and across the world. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.